welcome, everyone. This is Bruce Baer, and this is an episode of Ask an Expert Anything. Specifically, we're going to ask Mary McCarthy anything about journals and journaling tonight. And I want to welcome Mary. She's on the phone with us from her beautiful beach home in New England. Hi, Mary. We're glad to have you here with us.
Well, thank you. Thanks. It's great to be here with you, Bruce.
It's been about a month since we last talked, and I'm really excited. I actually have started a little bit of journaling since I talked to you the last time, and I have to say it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Now, when do you do it? Do you do it at a certain time or a certain place? Or
I do it in my office. Yeah, I do it in my office, and I do it on my computer. So, but that has worked out real well.
Good.
So, tell me about you founded Create Right Now, and you have this program called Journaling for the Health of It that we talked about a little bit last time.
Mm-hmm.
But how does a listener or any potential client of yours make use of Journaling for the Health of It?
Basically, it's used for a lot of purposes. And situations. It's basically, and I'll just be very upfront, what it is an opportunity for all of us to get into our inner workings and understand what motivates us, what helps us, what, you know, where we come from, all those types of things, so that we can understand, what's really going on inside of us, get through all the baggage and craziness that we've been carrying around with us, and really get to our real, true, authentic self that we came into this world with. And I don't think that I answered your question. would you mind repeating your question?
Well, how could I use Journaling for the Health of It? You know, your program. I hear what you're saying. How do I make use of it? How have people used it that you've worked with so far?
Well, I guess I'd like to give a personal example of how I used it since the last time we've gotten together. I was diagnosed, I self-diagnosed myself with shingles, which is not a fun situation from what I heard and read. And I got myself to my doctor, and luckily there is a drug out there called Valtrex, so that was able to help me. But what I got from the situation was that there was some learning that I had, because I talked to my naturopathic doctor, and she said, you know, basically that stress brings that on. So I thought, you know, and I always thought I had been very keen on the managing and handling stress, and I was in a really good situation. So what I decided to do was, of course, get to my journal. And what I, for a period of about a week or so, every single day, I had a dialogue with my shingles. And I was able to then get into realizing all kinds of other, my physical behavior. I mean, how things that happen to us, you know, physically with disease and things like that really have origins, as well as the physical part, they have origins in mental, emotional things. And we, as I said earlier, we carry around so much erroneous messages, all kinds of things around with us, and we just need a vehicle, a way to identify those things and work through them. And what I found in the process of the shingles was that even though I was going through a period of my business is really expanding and growing, there are a lot of really good things. I'm very active. A lot of good things are happening in my life, and I'm saying, well, now how would that bring out the shingles? And in the process of the dialoguing with a disease, I found that I was still, you know, there was still a whole lot of messages that I was still carrying around with me about, you know, well, you know, maybe, you know, you shouldn't be this successful, you know, you shouldn't be drawing attention to yourself and things like that, you know, I thought, well, that's really old stuff, because I, know, I was the oldest of four kids, and basically I was mommy's helper and daddy's helper, and just really being a good role model for my younger brothers and sisters and all that type of thing. And it's just so interesting that even with I'm doing things that I'm, you know, really out there in the world, and with my singing, I'm, you know, performing and things like that. It's just like it enabled me to realize where I was still carrying around a lot of issues, helped me work through it, and I was done with the shingles inside of 2 weeks.
Oh, nice.
Yes, so I just think that, that's a story I'm pretty proud of. And just, you know, like I said, it was just the, since I've been doing a lot of journaling for quite some time, it's one of these things that when something comes up physically, it's like, okay, it's time to get to the journal, as opposed to, you know, I mean, getting certainly the medical help that I needed and all that kind of stuff, but really, again, just, you know, really helped me get further inside of me and saying, oh, okay, that's what it's coming from. And not only do I, you know, from a stress point of view, I really feel better, but, you know, it's certainly very nice to get rid of all the pain and the agony of the shingles, so...
Well, they're very painful, and it's interesting what you've brought up. I was interviewed some people for another thing that I do who have a cooperative of, I guess, alternative medical healers, sort of like your naturopath and chiropractors. And I interviewed a couple of women who work in energy healing, and they make the same contention that you do, and that is that if you have a physical symptom, you had an energy system problem for a long time before that manifested physically.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of contend the same thing, that you have to clean up your energy. And the different practitioners have different ways of doing that. And your way is to work on the energy in the brain and get thoughts and feelings and emotions and underlying premises out on paper where you can see them and make them physical. So that's a very interesting way to approach that.
Yes, and I think that's, and it's also when things manifest themselves in form of disease, it's also an indication from your body that you're disconnected from your body. You're, you know, I think we're also experienced in, you know, living in our heads and thinking things through and all that type of thing, that I really believe that physical disease gives us an opportunity to say, you know, it's like a wake-up call from our body. Hey, it's time to get back into spend some quality time with yourself and take a look at some other areas of you, because we're just, as you know, we're internally just universes. I mean, we have our own, you know, whole inner world that we just, you know, has been sitting there for years and years and years, and it's just like, okay, let's take a, you know, it's time to do some additional inner work, so, and it's just really amazing with what, oh my goodness, I'm still thinking that, or oh wow, or something. One of the things that you know, came up in my journaling about around the shingles was, you know, just some crazy situations. When you're a young, impressionable, developing immune system, you know, human being, that's like, oh, you're sucking all that stuff in, and it's like, oh wow, and it really literally gets stuck into, like you say, our energy systems, our cells, our body somehow, and it's just like, wow. And the great thing about it is with the journaling, as with the energy work and other holistic you know, forms of medicine, is that it focuses it back that we, you know, how much power, strength, and everything we have, and that it's just really a question of, you know, getting turning our heads around and doing some things to improve our thought process and get us focused, you know, on us, and that we can manage the process. And then, you know, by doing that, then we can use the appropriate healthcare resources to help us, you know, heal ourselves.
You know, those are great concepts, really great concepts. And, in my coaching, I kind of teach clients the same thing. The power is in you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're perfectly whole, but you may not be connected to the whole. You have to connect yourself to the whole. And then you know, you can be resourced. You may not have all the information that you need, but you're perfect and whole and don't need anything else to be that way other than just to connect. And this journaling is a way to begin to connect all those points together and pay attention to them.
Yes. And I think that, you know, one of the things that is interesting that in all the work I do with my clients is to, again, as I just said earlier, really realize the experiences of childhood and how when we come into this world, we, as you say, we have everything, talents, power, strength, all that type of thing, and then, you know, we go through the process of family, of schooling, society that, you know, really reinforces, shall we say, the status quo or whatever, and you get into very much into the left brain thing. You got to learn to read, you know, learn to write, I'll do all those types of things and, you know, memorize and pass standardized tests and all that type of thing. So, and what happens is we misinterpret things. We take things in, you know, very personally, and then and that sort of somehow begets itself, and we get the self-esteem issues, the self-confidence issues, and what we do is that, you know, we grow up and we're into schools and, you know, careers and making money and all those types of things, and those erroneous messages are still inside of us, and they just, you know, they need to be dealt with, because we need to help, as we said earlier, you need to examine our thought process and really, you know, change our thinking, and that's very different than, you know, how we were schooled and raised. The focus was always on, you know, external, you know, making money, making a career, raising a family, all that type of thing. So journaling enables you to get back to, oh, spending time with yourself, you know, and again, we're carrying so many of the old messages. It's just a real challenge, and that's why I have to admit it is journaling does get scary, but it's because, again, we're living under the illusion of who we think we are, and we're not, as you say, connected, and we're not living from our whole entire body. So it's fascinating, and it does require a lot of work, but but that's the way you get past the fears and all the things that, you know, have overwhelmed us, and we get to the point that with the journaling, we get into understanding and knowing who we are, so that we can get to the point where we are starting to manage our fears, manage our challenges, you know, internally, as opposed to being overwhelmed and, you know, feeling that we're, you know, victims, or, oh, this is my lot in life, or things like that. So it gets to be, it is scary and challenging, because you're doing things you never done before, and certainly, you know, society has never approved of us, you know, spending time with ourselves. But it's a new learning experience. It's a behavior change. So.
Well, one of the things that I've learned with these other women that I told you about, and that I've learned since I talked to you by beginning to apply some of these things, is that it's not a heavy thing. You know, you've got all this enthusiasm, and that, I think that could, I don't want that to scare anybody who's listening to you to think, oh, I don't have that much energy. I can barely get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
What I found was these gals do what they call it, sound therapy and energy work. And anyway, they did some things with me that made me feel like I was 5 pounds lighter. I mean, it just felt like I had a helium balloon inside me. I felt lifted and light. Mm-hmm. And I've experienced the same thing with writing, that I put it on into the paper, you know, and I just start with just a a question or a premise or, you know, what are the things that are most important to me today, you know, and just start writing from that. And I just let it flow. Whatever comes in my mind is kind of like free association. I just start a new paragraph and just write about that. And it's interesting that I might start writing about how I need to read some article on bird flu, and I end up in a completely different place talking about other things to myself that when I'm done, I feel usually I feel completely light, just like I did when I went to these energy healers. You know, they made me feel very, very light, and so does the writing. So I think that it doesn't have to be lofty expectations. When you start, you discover those things kind of as part of the journey, but it's kind of like walking down a path and going around a corner and finding all these beautiful flowers, you know, that have bloomed. You know, that's kind of what you'll find. And sometimes, you know, you might find, you know, a dead possum under the house, too, that you have to rake out of there. But I find it kind of, it makes me feel good. You know, it's not anything hard or heavy. And sometimes I find that I write a lot longer than I do other times. So you've been doing this a long time, and you have discovered a lot of stuff. And I think that we all can do that, but it's one step at a time, right? You do it one day at a time, and then you're very accomplished at it also.
Yes, and I think that you're right. It's one day at a time, and just really realizing that, again, I can't say enough, this is something completely different. I mean, I don't have time, or, you know, things like that. But we're just so used to being out there, and it's just like just the whole thing of spending time with ourselves, because we're so, again, into our head and thinking, and who we think we are and who we really are two totally different things. But it's just the idea of just being nice with ourselves, and it's, you know, again, that's a big behavior change, because we're always putting so much pressure on ourselves, and, you know, I can't write, I can't do this at all, and again, it's just programmed messages that, by just taking the time and, you know, like you say, just sitting there and just writing, or starting out with, you know, lists or whatever, and just whatever feels right to you. And again, that's not something new too. It's like, and then just, like I said, just enjoying the experience of seeing where it is you go. And that's what I found, you know, within the first couple of months of journaling. It's I started, you know, I was just really train myself how to use my left hand writing. So it was basically, you know, a left-handed type thing. Oh, I need to learn to teach, learn how to write with my left hand, so I'm just doing it that way. And I just got into the whole thing of just really realizing, oh, wow. And then it's just so interesting, as you have experienced, that all of a sudden, you know, words or phrases or what just show up. And that's how I came up with my service, Journaling for the Health of It. I mean, it literally came up, not the whole phrase, but, you know, I thought, journaling for the, or I think it was writing for the health of it. I thought, So I just really trust myself and the writing process that, okay, things will come up, or as I'm sure you're finding, that things come up on the page, and then, you know, you're doing something else, or you're in the shower or whatever, and it's like, oh, okay. And it's like the writing process just really got some, you know, got some things stirred up or moved around, or, like you said, you know, by identifying that, oh, there's that little bugger, and dealing with that and getting that out of the way, something else, another door opened or whatever. So it's just a very fascinating process.
Well, I took it. I've taken it from the point of view that I try to get some of my coaching clients to take it from. You know, they're trying to accomplish something usually, and usually they haven't been able to do it, and that's why they get me to help them. Mm-hmm. And I usually tell them, just because you've thought a thought doesn't mean that thought is true. You know, like I can't do this, or no one would do that for me because I'm not lovable enough, or I don't deserve this, or, you know, those kinds of things. Just because they've thought it, that doesn't mean that it's true. And one of the things this allows you to do, I think, is to write down some of your thoughts, you know, whatever your thoughts are, to actually put them on paper, things that are in there that you haven't, that you don't consciously think. They're kind of under the surface, suppressed. And when you peel off the layers above it, they pop up, and then you can write them down and deal with them. And seeing them in physical print, either from your handwriting or, in my case, in the writing, It kind of makes them insignificant, kind of a rock in the shoe kind of a thing. They seem so big until you get them down on paper, and then it's more like when you dump that rock out of your shoe, it felt like a boulder, but it's just a little teeny tiny grain of sand.
Oh, yes. And another thing, too, is with the whole thing about the thought process, I mean, we're all connected, and it's so interesting how we, you know, automatically say things like, oh, I could never do this, or, but, you know, and so I think that's another thing that helps in the process is that you slow down the chatter, and it's like, and then you think things through, and it's like, oh, okay, or just say, isn't it interesting that when such and such happens, my response is always such and such. So it's like, now why is that? And so, and it then becomes like a real curiosity thing. And I think that's what it really helps us change our attitudes and behavior towards ourselves, and just take a look at, isn't that interesting? Or I always say that, or when I'm meeting with so and so, I always have this type of a response, or I never speak. So I just think it just really then, you know, takes it further into, you know, other aspects of your communication, your behavior, and things like that. And also it helps you. That's one of the things I learned with the shingles is just body awareness of how under circumstances, either positive or negative. Under stressful situations or whatever, all of a sudden the jaw is always clenched, my stomach is tightening and things like that. And so I thought, isn't that fascinating and stuff? So it just really gets you to understand how, you know, we're definitely all connected. So I think that the fact that we're speaking in terms of, you know, health and holistic health is very very good, because I think, you know, I think it's great. The mind-body connection was the first step. I think that's okay. We're recognizing, oh, yes, we do have a brain and we do have a body, but I think the thing is we are now understanding, realizing, and appreciating that, you know, we are physical and spiritual and mental and emotional beings. So, you know, as opposed to everything being so, you know, so compartmentalized, that's who we are as human beings, so, and that's you know, exciting to understand. So,
you know, you talk like a Qigong, I think is how they say that, the Qigong master. You know, the Chinese, it's a moving meditation that becomes,
yeah,
a martial art at the higher levels. You know, I took a course this summer at the National Wellness Conference where we learned a little bit of mind body stuff to go along with. To go along with things that we were thinking and saying, you know, also having something to do. And a lot of what you're describing with the journaling, you know, it's a moving meditation.
Yeah.
You know, it's much like a martial art. And for you, it really was, because you were learning a complete new skill on the left side of your body.
Yeah.
And that might be something that people ought to try to do, you know, even if they only just type with their left hand, but to make it something different than what they usually do. I'm not trying to suggest that they need to talk to you about this. This is your thing. But when I listen to you, you sound just like this Qigong master who taught us. same kinds of things, and doing something with words and something physical at the same time. He did a lot of he and his wife did a lot of things with the hands. It's just very interesting how how much that's connected, you know, how much what you're teaching with journaling is connected to these Chinese martial arts that are, you know, 3,000 years old.
Yeah, and I would say, oh, that's it. Thank you for telling me this, and that's what I really appreciate, that really the journal is, you know, is the tool, but it's really, you know, you are really getting into your whole body, your whole being, so that and so when I talk to people about, you know, the physicality of writing, it's like, you know, what do you mean? People normally just think, oh, writing, well, you know, topic, sentence, and grammar. It's really more of the art part of writing, as opposed to, you know, just the craft. So I think people tend towards the craft, but this is more like, this is artistry, this is creativity. That's, you know, so I think that's a wonderful analogy. I just think that, and I think that's the whole thing. And again, just looking at your total self, and just really realizing how much there is to us, and just finding something totally different about yourself and your being. It is amazing. I have to say that you feel whole in doing it. When I restarted, I really felt, you know, completely disconnected, and used to get, you know, headaches and all that. I don't anymore. I mean, when I started the brain, but I think I also saw a trend in some of the other creative things. When I first got into pursuing one of my passions, singing, that was the thing I was just always into. Everything was always tense and all that type of thing. But the more I got into the journaling and the writing, and just, you know, got the release and that out, I mean, it's just, I think that's helped me, make me who I am today, as far as being, you know, positive and open. And I my body feels very good. So, and I just, you know, and I, you get to the point, appreciating that the journal is your 24/7 therapist. I mean, therapist, friend, whatever. You can just do, no matter where you are in the process, you can just sit down and just write. You know, you don't have to do anything formal, you know, like a topic sentence or thing. You just do it, and so like, and as you find, Bruce, that, you know, It'll lead you to where you need to go, or what you need to get out. Maybe you just need to do a data dump, or maybe there's, you know, like I said, it just, once you get into the process and just, you know, let it go, it takes you where you need to go.
Now, we're about halfway, and so I don't want to forget to draw people's attention to the replay page or the display page you're looking at right now, depending on whether they're listening to this in the future or whether they're on the line with us right now. But there's a big button there that says free writing lesson, and it's going to take, if they click on it, it's going to take them to a page on your website. Why don't you tell them a little bit about that free writing lesson? And I think you have something, if they complete one before the end of this year, you have some other stuff that goes with that. So why don't you talk about that for a minute?
Okay. Well, the free writing lesson is the opportunity to have further discussions as we're having this evening, and just really find out who they are in the process. You know, find out a little bit about themselves and what their experience has been, if any, with the journaling process, and really get into understanding maybe what some of their, as I call them, page fright issues, as to, you know, oh, I've been really meaning to, you know, start journaling or whatever, and just have a discussion. And one of the things that I do in that free writing session is we have a 5-minute missive that together they and I we sit down and we have the experience of doing, you know, 5 minutes of journaling. and then we talk about it. If they would like to read me what they wrote, they can do that. I always I freely offer to read what I wrote, so to just help people get into experience the thing, because I think it's great to talk about. The thing is, the experience part is just very essential. So cause the idea, the goal is to get to the page and get to the journal and get to, you know, start writing. And so anyone who would contact me and schedule and have a free writing session. What I'm doing in December is I'm setting up a what I call a journal therapy pro shop, and there are going to be different items in there for sale. One is a journaling for the health of a journal, which I just finished creating. I'm putting together a T-shirt. I'm coming up with another thing called journaling ta-da cards. So I think, you know, everyone's very much into, to-do lists and have to do. And my whole thing, I found this somewhere, that the idea is to focus on ta-das, you know, the things about yourself that you like that are good and positive and things like that. So what I've done is I'm coming up with a deck of ta-da cards, so that people that, you know, are challenged, I don't know what I'm going to write about, or having, you know, inner whatever such things are preventing them from getting to the page, they can just, you know, pull out one of the cards and they'll get a some type of a journaling tip or an idea or something that they can do that'll get them back to the page. So the offer that from now to the end of the year for people who have had the free writing list, they will be able to go into the journal therapy pro shop and pick a, you know, pick a gift for themselves.
Very generous. So, and that offer stands until the end of 2009.
Correct.
All right. That's great. Well, let's pause here. I just want to stop recording and start recording.
Okay.
I'm going to reintroduce you. So if you're listening to this in the future, this is the end of part one, and you'll need to go to part two.